Okay, well, thank you for coming. We are reconstituting the Hashkafa Shmuz in a different venue. We hope to be able to publicize this a little better. This week was a little bit last minute publicizing, but hopefully we'll publicize a little more. Everybody's welcome to invite other people over. I want to talk about a very basic fundamental issue that I think a lot of people, if we think about it, it bothers us very often. This particular issue. And even if we would all agree that that doesn't really bother us, I think a lot of time by our actions indicate that this really does bother us. Even if we pay lip service to the idea that, no, we all believe in this, I think if we would look at our actions very, very carefully in some instances, we will see that really we don't fully buy in. And one of the things that got me thinking about this a little bit this week, of course, we're reading Parsha Shoftim. Parsha Shoftim contains many, many, many mitzvos, many minutiae, many details, all of halacha, not just Parsha Shoftim, has tilei tilim shel halachos, little pieces, so many nuances and differences. You just heard such a beautiful shiur from Rabbi Leibowitz on so many different halachic issues that come up in every single halachic area. It's unbelievable. You think Rabbi Lee was already given thousands of shiurim, but there's always like a new topic. There's always something new. The Torah is mamash hafoch v'avoch v'akulabai, and this causes a lot of people to be bothered by the question of why is it that the Rabbanu Shlom created a Torah that has so many details and so many little things. You almost sometimes come to the feeling that anytime you're walking around, you have to be probably violating something. You must be doing something wrong. You wake up in the morning, you accidentally put on your right shoe before your left shoe, or you accidentally, it almost feels overwhelming in the sense that there's so many details. Hilchos Shabbos, you know, I remember we were setting up the curriculum here in Yeshiva, so we wanted to give one full year to Hilchos Shabbos. And even then, how much could you accomplish? You could accomplish a mashu of a mashu, Hilchos Shabbos. The Rabbanu Shlom set up the Torah, set up the world with so much, so many mitzvos, Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebaal Peh, so many details. And at some point, if we'll be honest with ourselves, we're going to ask ourselves, does the Rabbanu Shlom really care about all these details? Is it really so significant that I have to, you know, put on my right shoe first, then put on my left shoe, and then tie the left one, then tie the right, like it says in Shulchan Aruch? You know, is this really what Yiddishkeit is all about? Like if I say Kriya Shema 1 second, we're learning brachas to see if I say Kriya Shema 5 minutes later, I get to Zen. I say Mamish with the same kavana, but I say it 5 minutes earlier. I'm not Yotzei the Mitzvah. So many details and minutiae. If a Kli Rishon can be Mitami, a Kli Sheni on its back or on its front. So all these halachas of mesechtas and shas that maybe some of us in our lifetimes might not even get to. So many details, all these minutia. I think many people feel like, I understand, you know, the major issues in Yiddishkeit, the big picture items. You know, Shabbos, Begadol, the idea of keeping Shabbos, tefillah in general. People understand tefillah, Shabbos, people understand the big things, yontif, people understand even kosher, okay, we get it. Some, you know, just having this random business of eating whatever you want, whenever you want, maybe. But that you have to shecht exactly this way, there's like pages and pages and pages in Maseches Chulin about the knife has to look like this, and it can't be exactly like that, and if there's pegimus, and if you shecht this way, and how much training do you have to go through just to be able to eat a piece of meat, to be a shochet, exactly this way? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu care? Is this such a significant part of our religion? So many millions of details, it almost feels overwhelming. And this, I think, to a lot of kids, to a lot of people, I think, is somewhat of a turnoff about Yiddishkeit, feeling like I'm not going to be able to deal with every single minutia. So once I can't deal with everything, and I'm not going to be able to do so, like, you know, why bother with any of it? And people have that kind of a feeling. Or else you have the other opposite, that people just walk around terrified every single second that they're going to be violating something, because I must be violating something. I must be Now, you know, maybe I forgot to do this, or I didn't do this right, or I mean, if we would, you know, take an accounting of our days, you know, the way we walk through a day and what ends up happening. So what is it about Torah that we need to have so many details? And does Hashem really care about the details? And it would seem that He does care about the details because there are so many of them. What's up with that? Why is Yiddishkeit so, and most of the other religions, if not all of the other religions, there are so few religions that really require so much in depth, so much detailed observance, and so much. And I think sometimes this causes us pause. Now, there's a famous story, which I guess I shouldn't say it's so famous. My wife told me it was famous, and then when I researched it a little bit, I saw it. For everybody else it's famous, but like so many other things that are famous, I had no idea about it. But there's a famous story about, you know, a young boy who emailed his rabbi this very question. Does God really care about all these details? What does it make a difference if I, you know, if I eat like this or I eat like that, or I said exactly this formula or that formula, I have to make exactly this bracha before. What does it make a difference? All these details, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu really care about every single detail? So, you know, so he emails the rabbi this question. And, you know, he doesn't hear back an answer. And it's a month passes, 2 months, 4 months, 5 months. And he sees the rabbi. So he says to the rabbi, you know, I 6 months ago, you know, I emailed you, I asked you a question. I never got a response. The rabbi says, no, I sent back a response to you. I sent back a response. So he says, yeah, I never got it. So the rabbi said, you know, what was your email address? So I sent you the email address, you know, whatever, whatever, .com. But he forgot the dot in the .com. So the email never ended up getting back. So the boy didn't end up getting the response. The rabbi was trying to show this student that, well, apparently even small little dots sometimes can make a very, very big difference. But, you know, Chazal say, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakos es Yisrael lefikach hirba lahem Torah u'mitzvos. The fact that we have so many mitzvos, the fact that we have so many opportunities to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that so many areas of life are touched by the Dvar Hashem and the Ratzon Hashem, the fact that yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has something to say about so much, we have to view this, and in fact, this so much is a tremendous zechus for Klal Yisrael. It's a tremendous zechus that we have the ability to interact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that every little breath that we take in life, and every little thing that we look at, and every time we take a step, and every time we speak a word, and every time we take a morsel of food, we can invest every single element and aspect of our lives with some form of kedusha. The halacha has something to say about every single little breath that we take. This is a tremendous zechus for us. Why is it such a tremendous zechus? Not just lezakos, that we can get so much reward for every little thing that we do, but much deeper and stronger than that. Our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so vast, is so overarching, and covers every single little thing that we do. This is a statement of strength. It's a statement of chizuk. It's a statement of the power of the relationship that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have with Him. Maybe it's true. The Ribbono Shel Olam himself, what does he care whether you shecht like this or you shecht like that? For HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, it doesn't make any difference to him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't benefit anything from our mitzvos to him, from our service of him. But what he wants from us is that it should matter to us, that our relationship with him, every little detail and nuance to the best of our ability, every single aspect of our relationship to him, that should bother us. The more details there are, the more nuances, the more a person delves deeper and deeper, hafachba, every single detail, every aspect of life. Every stone, every blade of grass has halachos. Every bottle of milk, every little step that we take, every word that we say out of our mouths, there's halachos about how to say them. The more details there are, the more profound and real the relationship is. You know, the Gemara says in Brachos, this year in Yeshiva, we're studying Maseches Brachos. The Gemara says in Brachos, Miyom Shecharav Beis HaMikdash, Ein Lo LaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'alama Ela Arba Amos Shel Halacha Bilvad. From the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, where can you find HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When there was a Beis HaMikdash, you could find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash. You can go there and see open miracles. That's what you would see, be able to experience the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But now that there's no Beis HaMikdash, where do we experience the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Where do we experience Him? Arba Amos Shel Halacha. In every single nuance and aspect of Halacha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himself is vast. He's beyond our comprehension. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himself is Ein Sof. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himself is we can't apprehend Him. We can't pin Him down. So by definition, Torah and Halacha, which is an expression of the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by definition it has to be endless. Mayim She'en Lahem Sof. It has to be endless. It has to be all-encompassing. It has to be far-reaching. It has to be totally detail-oriented because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himself is so far-reaching, is so endless, is so beyond our comprehension, is so vast. The more details there are, the more halacha impacts on our lives, the more overarching and all-encompassing is this special relationship. Yes, the Torah has something to say about everything I do in life, and thus my relationship with Hashem inspires every single thing that I do. I can find relationship in every single nuance. Every single thing I do has meaning because of this. We shouldn't view it as like, oh my gosh, it's so overwhelming and so petty and minute. Adarabba, just the opposite. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about these seemingly petty and minute shows that He wants to have a relationship with us in every single aspect and avenue and breadth of our lives. That's a tremendous statement of the degree and depth of relationship that He wants to have with us. And this is what Chazal say, and even I can transform everything that I do with godliness. I can transform everything. Every single thing I do has, the Torah has something to say about what I wear, the clothing that I wear. The Torah has something to say about the way I walk. The Gemara says that a person shouldn't walk bekom as a kufa because he's dochek raglei shechina. I think that's also in Brachas, if I'm not mistaken, but maybe not. That a person, even the way I walk, has something to say about my relationship with Hashem. I can transform a mundane act of putting on shoes to a relationship. This is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it. And the Ramban, by the area of Shiluach HaKein, the Ramban analyzes a statement of Chazal. Not the time to go into all of it right now. Right? The Medrash, there's actually a Medrash that the Ramban quotes by Shiluach HaKein, where the Medrash asks exactly this point. The Medrash asks exactly this question. The Medrash asks, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu care whether we slaughter the animal from the front or from the back? The Medrash asks this question. Does He really care? Ella says, the Medrash, the mitzvos are only given letzarif behenes abrios, lo nitna Torah, lo nitna mitzvos, el letzarif behenes abrios. So what does this mean? It's a lengthy Ramban where he discusses this, quotes from the Rambam, a lengthy Ramban. What does it mean? What does it mean that does HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What's the answer? The Medrash asks, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu care whether we shecht from the back or from the front? Rather, lo nitna mitzvos el letzarif behenes abrios. So the way the Ramban understands this, the mitzvos were not given. Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't really care. It's meaning, what do you mean He doesn't care? It's not for Him. It doesn't bother HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing affects HaKadosh Baruch Hu whether we're going to shecht like this or not. But it affects us. It affects us. It's not made. The mitzvos aren't made for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't need our mitzvos. The nuances of the mitzvos are for us. Are for us to feel like we have a relationship. So that every time a person shechts and he chooses to eat the kosher food, and he chooses to make a bracha b'kavana, and he chooses to make a bracha achrona, and he chooses to wear the tzitzis, and he chooses to not wear shatness on his garment every time he does, the mitzvos are given to forge man. Each mitzvah makes us a better person. Each mitzvah helps us forge another aspect and dimension of relationship. All mitzvos, that's the Ramban Shita, there's a whole discussion whether or not all mitzvos have reasons or only some mitzvos have reasons. The Ramban feels all mitzvos have reasons. And the klal of every single last detail, nuance of mitzvah is to make us better person, to make us Ovdei Hashem, to make sure that our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu stretches into every single aspect and venue of life. So I hope that as we read Parsha Shoftim and Kiseitze, many, many nuances of halachas, we shouldn't view all these halachas and all these minutiae. We look at sometimes the whole vast of Torah. How could God give us a book that we couldn't finish? How could he give us a book that's impossible to master the book? It's impossible to master it. The point is, the more vast the halachas, is the more opportunities that we have for connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which should be the will of Hashem, that we should all be zocha to view mitzvot as a zchus, and every new, hopefully you'll come, you'll keep coming, and keep learning more, and more opportunities to learn, every new nuance is a new connection, and we should continue to build that relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every aspect of our lives. Thank you very much for coming, and have a wonderful evening. I will try to reach out to each one of you to discuss how this Thursday night program can best help.